I'm Marvelous Marvin from Oldies 104.7. I never would have thought of that by myself. Thanks. Are you ready to have a good time here tonight? By the way, how do you like the shirt? I want you to know I got in line Monday morning and just got my shirt about half an hour ago. And if you notice in the small print, people in the front, you'll vouch for me, it says what? 2002. Look, the script's in the way already. It's a horrible thing. 2002 NFC Conference. Can someone tell me what NFC stands for? Correct. So in effect, this shirt says 2002 National Football Conference Conference. So I think if you get one of these shirts next week, ask for your money back because of the typo, trade it in for a Super Bowl champion shirt. What do you think? And just so people backstage don't get nervous, now back to the script. Hi, I'm Mar... Oh, I read that part. We don't need that part anymore. We're done with that. Moving right along. You might have noticed the construction here at the hall has been completed. Anybody notice that? You're lying. We're proud to present the brand new Marsha P. Hoffman Performing Arts Institute. And in honor of the new building and the new arts education opportunities, we're having a party. You're in a party mood, I can tell. We got the party going on February 2nd. Well, you got time to get all partied up there. For community grand opening starts at 12:30 p.m. Have activities going on in all the new rooms in the Murray Studio Theater. It'll be fun for the whole family. Thank you. I've ruined it now. Ruth Eckert Hall has some very exciting shows coming up, including, how about Tuesday night, Todd Rundgren. Woo! River Dance. Oh, wait, it's Todd Rundgren in River Dance. It's the way I've ripped it. That's not right. River Dance will be here February 4th through the 9th. Lynyrd Skynyrd on March 6th. Turn it up. Also in March, the Doo-Wop Reunion 3. All right, fine. You all right? Also, we've got the Super 60s Reunion 2 in April. Ticket to these shows on sale now. Of course, wait till intermission. Or you can log on to RuthEckertHall.com. Perfect. Uh-oh. I need an assistant. Also, I want to remind you, no flash photography, no recording permitted tonight. And please do not rip up these messages because we need them later. Also, turn off your cell phones and pagers. Who has those turned on right now? Look at a person next to you. Tell them to turn off their damn phone. All right. Thanks for coming out to Ruth Eckert Hall. Coming up, David Crosby, Judy Collins. I'm Marvelous Marvin. Thanks for coming out, and thanks for listening to Oldies 104.7. And go Bucks! Woo!
Hello. Thank you. Man, this is a nice place. Thank you all for coming. Thank you. us were having dinner, and I threw down the paper with a curse. And my wife said, "Complaining doesn't get it. You got to do something. You can't bet it will get worse." My friend said, "You've been watching TV too much, and all that hippie hopefulness is just a grudge. But if thinking that way helps you to make it through the night, who am I to say what's wrong and right? 'Cause I think we're passing through here kind of fast. Did you think these tracks in the dust would last? In the dust would land. You think we should all just sit here, maybe have another glass of wine, while the world goes to hell, which you know damn well it's gonna do just down the line. His lady said, "I don't know. How can you be so sure? I mean, some things seem to get better. You know, the hero still saves the damsel in distress. The villain doesn't get her." And I said, "I mean, they're selling death in the streets cheap, and the lying politicians are rolling in the profits they reap." And my friend said, "He's right, honey, but I think it's always been that way." And he smiled kind of patiently, and I knew he was going to say, "I think we're passing through here kind of fast. Did you think these tracks in the dust would last?"
Well, he said smugly, that sounded pretty good. Darn. Well, now, you've seen my shows before. Oh, we'll get weird later, I promise. How weird, we'll see. Look at those dancers gliding around. Seems as if their feet don't hardly touch the ground. Look at them smiling like they knew one another, and they never would come down. Turn around and hold me. I'd like to see your face alone. There's someone home. I'd like to meet you. Who do you see? Introduce yourself to whichever of me is near. Behind your eyes, you're laughing at me, and I'm stuck here with no instructions that I can't see to steer by. Stick around, it's tricky ground. I'd like to see your face alone, hoping there's some. To be the boss of this bunch, who will steer, turning to see your face alone. I'm hoping that someone I can see a love that could be in
Probably missed my little piece of Irish dancing there to get off the wire. Yeah, I'm a great dancer. Okay. Now, for something completely different, a man with three buttocks. No, just kidding. A song about a fish. Ah, somebody knows. It's not really a song about a fish. Well, no, it's a song about life. Thank you for the wax job. Hey, what is that? The monitor's house. Ooh, ah, man, I love you. A guy that'll actually take responsibility. God damn. Good man. You're a good man. I will not kill him today. I'll be totally nice to that guy because he actually is. Yeah.
Little blind fish in a wide river. Singing, who is the gift? Who is the giver? Is it a matter of choice? Where you go? Does it give you a voice? Just to know you're here. Little blind fish in a wide
river, singing, who is the gift? Who is the giver? Is it a matter of choice? Where you go? Does it give you a voice just to know you're here?
You must have a great job, because nobody else I know can come to that many shows. So my friend Buzz showed up in Amsterdam, California. He was in California last week. He travels a lot. Maybe he's really actually an air marshal. They get free miles, you know. Okay, you know, I usually sing almost all my own stuff. Because I write so much dribble, I just have these tons of songs. But every once in a while, a song comes along that I really love to sing that I didn't write, because I like what it says. And given the current culture of the sale of music, keeping in mind that music is one of mankind's major magics, it's a wonderful thing. It's a great unifying force. Great. The music business, on the other hand, is lower than squid shit. They're just... It's a terrible thing. So this is a song that Joni Mitchell wrote. Then in her wonderful indirect way, addresses just that thing. I slept last night in a good hotel. I went shopping today for jewels. The wind rushed around this dirty town, and the children let out from their school. I will stand on a noisy corner, waiting for the walking green. Across the street he stood, and he played real good on his clarinet for free. Now me, I play for fortune, and those velvet curtain cards I got a black limousine and the finest ladies escorting me to these halls. And I'll play if you have some money, or if you're a friend to me. That one man band by the quick lunch stand, he was just playing real good for
free. Nobody stopped to hear him, though he played so sweet, so high. They knew he'd never been on their TV screen, so they passed his music by. I meant to go over and ask for a song, maybe put on a harmony. Could still hear his refrain as the signal changed. He was just playing real good for free.
Hope this goes better than the last time. Oh my. Hey, what's up? Here's the tuning. If you can figure it out, you're welcome to it. To get back to songs that I did write. You should know who these two guys are. This one over here is family. This is my son, James Raymond. And this tall drink of water over on the other side is my choice, my vote for most inventive, most... probably the finest guitar player in the country. His name is Jeff Pivar. I screwed this up last night. Say that because if I get it right tonight, I want full credit. I need it up just a tiny bit, guitar up just a tiny bit. Now I've given it away, but I need it to be right. By can't she see me? She turned her gaze down the slope to the harbor where I lay anchored. Turned out to be such a short day. And Guinevere had golden hair like yours, my lady, like yours, streaming out when she'd ride through the warm wind down by the gold circle endlessly, and I sing in silent harmony. We both shall be. When you start out in this thing, you know, you're writing songs mostly to try and, how shall I say this politely, attract the attention of girls. I could have said, get laid, but I didn't. But that's mostly, you know, what young men think about. After a while in your life, other things pop up as things that are you're thinking about, things that you want to write about. This song came to me because I was trying to figure out how to tell my son the truth. I have a little boy, 7, his name is Django. He's a really wonderful kid, and he's very sincere, and he expects me to tell him the truth. And it's difficult because he watches the news and he sees that it's a natural matter of course, an ordinary, regular, everyday policy in Washington for everybody to lie all the time. And these guys are supposed to be the leaders of the country, our elected representatives. Well, sort of elected representatives. And I'm not going to say any bad things about Florida, I promise. But it's hard. It's hard to tell them the truth about stuff. It's hard to tell a kid that people die. It's hard to tell them that you're going to die someday. Doesn't want to know that. And it usually doesn't happen until you lose a puppy or something, and you have to say, well, puppy went to heaven, you know, or however you want to explain it. Puppy got recycled, and now he's a dolphin. He's having a blast. Anyway, it's called a dream for him. How you gonna explain it to him? What are you gonna say if it's something grim? How the hell do you tell them there comes an end? How you gonna handle it and still be their friend? How do you explain this world we face with all of the innocence we've brought to this place? These and other questions stand in a row, and I'm not satisfied with the answers I know. What are you going to say to those I can't even get close to the lies? They're easier to tell. You just say, oh well, I'll explain it when he's older. Somehow that's colder than I wanna be. I am uncomfortable lying to a child. Feels like building a trap for something wild. Feels like building your house on the sand and expecting the ocean to let it stand. Somehow I must come up with better stuff. See, I'm just not satisfied with all that simplified guff that they shovel at the kids by the handful, like candy you buy at a standful of flags by the side of the road. It's not good for them to hand them that load of crap like they do. I want a world where I can tell him the truth about everything from Jesus to John Wilkes Booth. How they lie in the house and in the Senate too. Only get close to the truth when it suits them to. And the very next day, they're back to lying that way. Of course, it doesn't seem to matter what I want. But I look at some of the faces, all haggard and gaunt, and I wonder which thing made them lose their dreams. 'Cause mine is alive, very much it would seem, and I would just like to be able to hand it to him without the light in those eyes ever getting dim. I want a dream for him. I want a dream for him. Want a dream, 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 a dream for him. I want a dream for him. Some kind of dream. Something that is conspicuously absent from the current musical scene. Hugga bugga wooga diggy hugga lugga booga, zinky bugga hooka mugga hicky bee wooga. I don't care if they make more money than me, it still ain't music.
Go get him, Dave.
I am such an opinionated bastard, I really am. But, you know, it's like, I was raised on all these great singers, you know, and they all had stories to tell. So one good thing I got to say about country music is they got stories to tell, you know. That's what kept them alive all that long period before they found out that there was such a thing as country pop. They had stories to tell. Unfortunately. Well, it hasn't lasted in rock and roll, that's what I'm saying. But
not speak out against the madness. You got to speak your mind if you dare. But don't try to get yourself elected. No, no, no. And if it was safe to chat, better cut your hair.
Like just a little smidgen of songs here, because we only got about an hour. But if you come to one of the other gigs in Florida that we're doing with just our band, then we do like, oh, 2.5 hours, maybe 3.
Maybe.
We'll play a whole best song for you. Gosh darn. It's what we like to do. But we're sharing the night with one of the best voices of this century, Judy Collins. And I'm proud to do that. She's a wonderful singer. So it's all right with me. Now, there's the tuning again. Different set of harmonics, just to confuse you. Okay. Should we do the front intro or just start it with a deedle-deedles? Okay. Walkie. If I had ever been it before.
will probably know just what to do. Don't you? If I had ever been here before and another time around the wheel, I would probably know just how to deal.
Jeff Pivar, James Raymond. Thank you all. That was very nice of you. Thank you. Now, there was a thing they used to do to us during the Vietnam War. The people in power, the administration at the time, would sort of wrap themselves in the flag and claim that anybody that disagreed with them was un-American. Matter of fact, we weren't American. We were those goddamn hippie commie sons of bitches. Well, truth be known, my family's been here a long time, and I'm an American. I'm proud of it. And I don't like it when they do that, because America's an idea. Constitution, Bill of Rights, Declaration of Independence, best defense of freedom ever taken place. And it doesn't belong to one party or another party or one batch of people or another batch of people. It belongs to all of us. And I see a lot of that same kind of thinking going around that they did back then now. I just want to say, I don't think it's really true. I think we're all here, and our strength is that we believe in the idea. And just to nail it home, I want to sing this particular song. Thank you all very much. Go safely. No, I think it would embarrass Judy if we sang that song about her right.
No way. No embarrassment here.
No. Well, we had another thing in mind. Sing you a song from our favorite group.
Oh, give me a minute here. We just changed the words to this song, and I don't know. Well, I'll just listen to you.
You have 9 copies of the next song.
Well, I wanted to be really sure. It's okay.
It's okay. We'll just chance it.
That's right. We'll just chance it. We like to live, well, not dangerously anymore, but...
Do you hear that little anymore?
Creatively. Yeah, we're lucky to be alive at all. That's the truth. God knows that's the truth. We're very blessed. There are places I remember all my life, though some have changed, some forever, not for better. Some are gone, and some remain. All these places have I still can recall. Some are dead and some are living. In my life, I love them all. But
Yep. You see, I did tell the truth. She has got one of the most beautiful voices in the world. That's very nice. So, I
all that hard living.
I've sort of begged her to do a song that I know. It's kind of cheating, but it's a good song.
It's a great song, as a matter of fact. It's a
good
great
song. For these times, huh?
Oh yeah, it's a beautiful. Oh, let's just say one thing before we sing this. Out there in the lobby is a wonderful group of people from Amnesty International. Please visit them. They do great work. You know, people say, what are the young people doing? What are the young people? Well, those young people are out there manning that table and personing that table, I think, would be more proper.
Yeah.
sorry.
But they do, they work on the principle that a letter is mightier than the sword, and they have been proving it to be true for many years. Go and read what they have to say.
Yeah, they're wonderful. Thank you.
Who wants to start?
Want to count it?
Sure.
Oh, welcome back, this wonderful band. Jamie, Jeff.
Don't you ever ask them.